This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the trio of nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border next week.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A Trump administration official said Saturday border officials are aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. Hundreds of officers who usually screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry were reassigned to help manage migrants. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who's aided by Russia and China. Others supported self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it's obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least 4 students and wounded more than a dozen, including 2 teachers. It's not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA it's being investigated. Yellow vest activists protested across France on Saturday to support an activist injured last week in a confrontation with police and to show they remain mobilized against the government's economic policies. They were undeterred by police protest bans or repeated injuries. This is VOA News. The Israeli military announced 5 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill 4 Palestinians near the territory's border. The rocket attack threatens to undermine Egyptian-mediated efforts to cement a deal that Gaza's Hamas rulers hope will ease a crippling Israeli-Egyptian blockage of the crowded territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on Saturday's protest.
Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence, but as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli-Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Mozambique say cholera cases among cyclone survivors have jumped to 271, nearly doubling from the previous day. The World Health Organization has said some 900,000 cholera vaccine doses are expected to arrive on Monday. Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Children represent 27% of the total number of suspected cases. The Yemeni people and health workers are still reeling from the devastation caused by the cholera epidemic that engulfed the country over the past 2 years. It affected more than 1.2 million people, killing more than 2,500. The World Health Organization reports 239 districts in Yemen have reported suspected cholera cases within the last 4 weeks.
That's VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting. The Rolling Stones announced Saturday they've postponed a tour of the U.S. and Canada to give singer Mick Jagger time to receive medical treatment. Reuters' Gavin O'Gray has more.
A statement from the band read, Mick Jagger cannot go on tour at this time due to a needed, quote, medical treatment. No more details were provided about his condition. The singer lamented to his 1.6 million followers on Instagram, saying, I really hate letting you down like this. Though he also said he'd be working, quote, very hard to be back on stage soon. The 75-year-old rock star was expected to make a full recovery, the band's publicist said.
That's Reuters' Gavin O'Gray reporting. Cities around the world marked Earth Hour Saturday night by turning off the lights in a call for global action on climate change. In Hong Kong, major buildings along Victoria Harbor turned off their non-essential lights at 8:30 p.m. In Taiwan's capital, Taipei, the island's tallest building joined surrounding buildings in shutting off the lights as part of the event. Earth Hour started in Sydney in 2007. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.